Serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are tuned in to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches, FM 94.7.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor here of Island Community Church, along with my associate pastor, Darren Solano. We greet you here today on this Wednesday. Praise God, it's hump day already. Thanks for joining us. We're tuning in now to God's frequency. This is WGOD Radio. God's always broadcasting. He always has a word for you. All we need to do is tune into his frequency, and we're doing that here this morning on WGOD. This radio program is brought to you by the good people of Island Community Church. We are located at 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. We meet Wednesday evenings at 6. That means we're meeting tonight at 6. That means if you're tuned into the 5:30 p.m. rebroadcast, I invite you guys to church here tonight, coming up in 25 minutes. We'd love to see you. My associate pastor, who is going to be bringing us the word momentarily, he is heading up tonight's Bible study, Jonah the Prophet. We're in chapter 3 of the book of Jonah. It's an awesome book. I invite you guys to attend here tonight, 6 o'clock tonight. It's a much more informal service, the midweek Bible study, than a Sunday service is. So we would love to see you. You can join us live on Facebook if you're unable to attend by going to the Island Community Church Facebook page. And these sermons are also uploaded on YouTube. Same page as Island Community Church on YouTube, where the standalone sermons are up there. You can see the sermon here from this past Sunday with Pastor Darren. Now, speaking of that, let's get to that right now. This is part two of the message of deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. This is what was preached in the house on Sunday. We started that yesterday. Here now is part two of this sermon.
God's will is strive. Matthew 7:13. Jesus said, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it. Verse 14, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life. That's not a popular saying, is it? Narrow is the gate and difficult. Meaning, don't be looking for easy. And if you're looking for easy or you're getting easy, you're more than likely going down the wrong road. That's the path that you've chosen for you. That's the path that you have chosen for you. Now, I got this. Listen to this. This is from Google AI. Believe it or not, of all people, and they actually got it right. I got some other stuff afterwards that they didn't get right on. Of all places, straight is the gate and narrow is the way is a famous biblical quote from Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew, contrasting two life paths, the narrow gateway leading to eternal life, which few find due to its difficulty and demand for sacrifice, and the wide gate, the broad way leading to destruction, which is easy and popular. It emphasizes choosing a disciplined, righteous life over worldly ease, requiring effort and commitment to God's will, requiring effort and commitment to God's will. Man, your flesh doesn't like that, does it? Flesh don't want to hear nothing about effort and commitment. You know what my flesh likes to hear? Take thine ease. So you might ask me, Pastor, what part of the Christian life is hard? All of it. All of it. And if you were looking for bubble gum and cotton candy, you are barking up the wrong tree. Let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Who said it? Emmanuel said it. Emmanuel said it. Now let me get to what I'm getting to. I started this sermon by the mentioning of the name Emmanuel, which translated is God with us. I just mentioned the name Emmanuel again. I did it on purpose. And as I said at the beginning of the sermon, I'm not trying to make light of Emmanuel, not at all. I'm trying to illustrate something. We all love this notion of Emmanuel, God with us. And why wouldn't we, right? But that's baby Jesus stuff. And hear me out, please. What I'm trying to get at is we all make our plans, our hopes, our dreams, our careers, our retirements, and we say, come on, Jesus. Go with me. And bless all that I have and all that I want to accomplish. And I would say, my friend, that is Jesus following you. You see, you've just added Jesus to your life. You're still in the pilot seat, and Emmanuel's in the co-pilot seat, just to go with you and bless all your desires. You don't add Jesus to your life. Jesus is your life.
That's right.
You don't add him to your life. He's not following you. And if he is following you, it's because you've wandered off someplace where you shouldn't have been, and he's gone after you to drag you back where you should be, and where you should be is right on his heels. Him in first, you in second, following where he tells you to go. I've been there, done that. We don't add Jesus to our life. Jesus is our life. I'll do you one better than that. Jesus is the life. John 14:6, Jesus answered, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Jesus is the definite article. Church, this is not my ministry. This is not Pastor Paul's ministry. This is God's ministry. This is Christ's ministry. This is not mine. This ain't Darren Solana's ministry or the ministry of Paul Esposito. It's his. Pastor and I are just two men who have denied ourselves and picked up our cross to follow him and to go where he tells us and to do what he tells us to do. Plain and simple. And to him be all the praise and the honor and the glory. And I was a tough nut to crack because I was a person that was always going my own way. And I found there's only one place for me, and I found it the hard way. It didn't come easy. There's only one place for me, and that's right on his heels. Thy servant is not greater than thy master. And I pray that this always be his ministry. Thy way not mine, O Lord, however dark it be. Lead me by thine own hand. Choose out the path for me. Smooth let it be, or rough. It will still be the best. Winding or straight, it leads right onward to thy rest. I dare not choose my lot. I would not if I might. Choose thou for me, my God. So shall I walk all right. The kingdom that I seek is thine. So let the way that leads to it be thine. Else I must surely stray. Take thou my cup, and with it joy or sorrow fill. As best to thee may seem, choose thou my good and ill. Choose thou for me my friends, my sickness or my health. Choose thou my cares for me, my poverty or wealth. Not mine the choice. Things great or small, be thou my guide, my strength, my wisdom, and my all. Peter and his brother Andrew were fishermen, as were James and John and Philip. That was what they wanted to do. That was their will. And I'm sure they wanted God's blessing on it, right? Why wouldn't they? And in two instances, we see that happening in a big way. And Captain Jim, you're a fisherman. You can relate. I mean, wouldn't it be nicer to be a commercial fisherman, right? You're a commercial fisherman. You fish for a living. That's how you make your money. That's how you support your family. Wouldn't it be nice to be a commercial fisherman, load up in the boat, Jesus come up on the bank and say, throw your net over there, and you bring in a haul that's so much that you got to get another boat to haul it in because you done filled your boat up, and now you got two boats that are so full of fish that they're about to sink. Wouldn't that be nice? What a blessing, right? Hey, God has blessed me. So I can go out and go fishing, right? And in 1 hour, or maybe less than an hour, I don't know. It wasn't long. Long enough for them to throw a net and haul it in. But in that time span, they had two boatloads of fish. I don't know how long that would have carried them in that day. Maybe that was 6 months worth of work. Maybe that was a year's worth of fish. I don't know, but they picked it up like that. Wouldn't that be nice? You just go on out and in 1 hour work and make 6 months worth of wages. Kick back and take thine ease, right? And I'll go out again in six more months and I'll fish for an hour. Peter's response was different. They get the boats to shore. Two boatloads of fish would translate to they're commercial fishermen. This is what they do for a living. Two boatloads of fish would translate to two boatloads of comfort. That's what they do for a living. Two boatloads of comfort. They come to the shore on two boatloads of comfort that is so full of comfort, it's about to sink. They come to the shore. Here's Peter's response. Now, Peter, God bless him. Man, I can relate to Peter so much. You know, sometimes he gets it right, and sometimes he just blows it. I mean, he just before Jesus called him Satan, you got Peter saying, "You are the Christ." And Jesus saying, "Blessed are you, for flesh and blood did not reveal that to you, but my Father who in heaven." And in the next sentence, Peter has already stuck his foot in his mouth, and Jesus is telling him to get behind him and calling him Satan. They're out, they've toiled all night long. They haven't caught anything. The guy says, "Throw over there." "We've been out here all night. We haven't thrown over there." Nevertheless, as you say, they throw it out. Two boatloads of fish. They haul it into the shore. Peter gets out of the boat. Watch what he says. I'm at Luke 5:10. If you don't have to turn there, I'm not going to be there long. This is one of Peter's better moments. When Peter sees the haul of fish, he fell down at Jesus' knees and said, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." Have you ever thought sometimes, how could you bless me so? How could you bless me so? This is Peter. Peter responds in humility. Peter knows exactly who he is, and he knows he's not worthy of this blessing. But yet he received the blessing anyway. He says, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." Jesus said to him, Luke 5:10, "Do not be afraid." Watch what he says next. "From now on, you will catch men." So when they had brought their boats to land, keep in mind the haul of fish was so great that two boats are so full of fish that they began to sink. Two boatloads of comfort. They're commercial fishermen. That's what they did for a living. That's what they wanted to do, and just got their socks blessed off. They get the boats back to shore. Verse 11, Luke 5:11. "So when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him." Really? At the height of your career? They didn't do it when they was rubbing twos and fews of the nickels together. The height of their career. They forsook all. That means they left it and followed him. Now, I say that to say this, because a lot of you know, some of you don't know. Being in the ministry was never part of my plan. And if you don't believe me, ask Rick. He's known me since I was 16 years old. If you don't believe me, ask Rick. If any time ever in our history together, if I had ever mentioned to him about going into ministry, wasn't part of my plans. I really only had two dreams my whole life. One was to be a country singer, and the other was to be a rancher. And I was torn between the two, so I kind of figured out how to dream a dream in such a way that I could mesh the two together. So I figured I'd just, my dream was to be a country western singer and make my fortune and buy a bunch of cows and retire and work cows for the rest of my life. That was my dream. That's what I wanted to do. And I would have loved that. And for God to have blessed that. Those were my plans. What's the Bible say about a man plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. God had other plans for me. And I have left and forsook all and followed him. And I don't regret it. You see, I don't want to look back at my life and say, look what I've done. I want to look back at my life and say, look what he's done. There is nothing easy about denying oneself and taking up a cross. It's not, nor will ever be, a pleasant thing. But I promise you, it's worth it. You see, following Jesus means following his plan, not your own. And you have to be willing to forsake all to follow him and to trust in him and lean not on your own understanding. Now, I want you to think about this, church. Remember, I said I had a dream of being a country singer and a rancher. I'm still singing. I'm still singing. It ain't country. But I tell you what, without me having anything to do with any of it, well, my voice has been out over five countries. Over five countries. And I'm still ranching. But I'm not tending to cattle.
Amen to that.
I'm tending to his sheep. The more I know about cows, I'm glad he has me where he's got me. Oh, me. God has chosen the better for me. And God will choose the better for you. Trust in him. I didn't say he's going to choose the easier. I said he will choose the better. Not the easier. I walked life's path with an easy tread. I had followed where comfort and pleasure led. And then by chance in a quiet place, I met my master face to face. With station and rank and wealth for goal, much thought for body but none for the soul, I had entered to win this life's mad race when I met my master face to face. I met him and I knew him and I blushed to see that his eyes full of sorrow were fixed on me. And I faltered. And I fell at his feet that day while my castles vanished and melted away. Melted and vanished, and in their place I saw naught else but my master's face. And I cried aloud, oh, make me meet to follow the marks of thy wounded feet. My thought is now for the souls of men. I have lost my life to find it again. Ever since, alone in that holy place, my master and I stood face to face. So I asked you the question earlier. Up until now, what has God called you to do that you didn't want to do? Are you willing to forsake all to follow him? Are you willing to deny yourself and take up your cross and follow him? Only you can answer that. And that's between you and God. I can tell you what my answer is. And that's, I hope so, Lord. I pray that you would supply everything that I need to get across that finish line in faith and follow wherever you lead so I can get home and hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. My hope is in you, Lord, alone. In church, when we hold ours up to his, we might realize that he's not asking too much of us. When we compare our cross to his cross, we might realize that he's not asking too much of us. When we compare our self-denial to his self-denial, we might realize that he's not asking too much of us. When we compare our following to his following, we might realize that he's not asking too much of us. Let's be mindful of the things of God and not the things of men. Hebrews 12:2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. Let's pray. Father, we pray that by the work of your Holy Spirit that's within us, that we would have less of the world and more of Jesus. Father, we pray that by your Holy Spirit that you would help us to deny ourselves and take up our cross and to follow Jesus. Lord, we know by the proof and the evidence that's in your word that this will not be easy or pleasant. But we do know that it will be worth it. We pray for your help, Lord. Lord, we know that your grace is sufficient. And Lord, if we don't know that your grace is sufficient, then help us to know that you have enough grace to see us through anything and everything. Help us, Lord, to know that you will supply enough grace to do everything that you have called us to do and be everything you've called us to be. Lord, help us to remember that you are always Emmanuel, but you are always first, and that thy servant is not greater than thy master. Help us, Father, to be good and faithful servants. In Jesus' name, amen. And thank you for allowing me this time. Thank you, Pastor. Lord willing, we will see you next week.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Yo, You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well.